James Corr, Simple B, thank you so much for your time. Well, I've been looking at my very small Bitcoin portfolio and getting incredibly excited, albeit, as I said, very small. Give me a sense of, is this all Trump euphoria? We've got Melania launching into Bitcoin. What is driving the price higher? And is this the beginning of an exponential rally?
Yeah, thank you, Bronwyn. I think looking at Bitcoin and its price is always a very interesting exercise. And to determine exactly what's moving the market needs a lot bigger brain than I have. But I think we definitely have seen a big rally yesterday and looking into the expectation that Trump was announcing his Bitcoin strategic reserve and a whole bunch of other crypto positive events and occasions. Now, some of those haven't yet come to bear. We haven't heard anything about crypto. He gave a slight mention of Doge, but of course, he's now talking about a completely different thing. So, yeah, it's a lot of craze around the price movement. But let's just make it clear that that price movement was from $100,000 to $108,000 and back down to $102,000. So, you know, the euphoria and the pullback has already been experienced. We're at 1.9 million rand, and that's a pretty good price point.
But Melania, moving from ramp model, first lady, and now into Bitcoin mogul. Talk to me through what this will do. I mean, again, the craze around Bitcoin and the craze around Melania Trump may very well have or create its own rally.
Well, you know, I think it's actually not a net negative for crypto right now, for Bitcoin, what's happening in crypto. And, you know, we always speak in the business community of Bitcoin and crypto as two completely different technologies. And the crypto, all the problems with crypto have been made stark and clear for all to see around Trump coin and Melania coin. You know, these are a blight on the existence of all cryptocurrency. And yeah, I'm not sure how involved Donald Trump and his wife are in the launches of their tokens, that it seems their son might be running on their behalf. But the big takeaway really is that you can create something now and sell 20% of it to the market, achieve a really good price tag and create a $1 billion asset with almost nothing behind it. This is the world of cryptocurrency. And Bitcoin drives crypto's prices because it's a hard asset completely different to crypto. So yeah, it's actually a net negative, the craze that crypto drives in the market. But to be honest, Bitcoin doesn't care. It just keeps going. It keeps ticking on. And we'll see it completely recover in the near future.
So, James, let me correct myself there. I shouldn't have said Bitcoin mogul. I should have said crypto mogul in terms of a Melania coin, just in line with the BizNews crypto or the BizNews Bitcoin community. The other thing I'm picking up is that you could potentially be a Bitcoin maximist. Is that correct?
Well, yes. I mean, Stafford and I have had a few chats, and we're very much on the same page. We can see some utility for some crypto tokens, but the majority of crypto is created to transfer wealth from the user to the founder, where Bitcoin is made to transfer wealth from person to person without any third-party intermediary. So very much so. And Bitcoin will carry on ticking along, but there will be many fortunes made and lost in the crypto cycle. And we speak of good times in the Bitcoin economy driving the issuance of a lot new altcoins. And as the altcoins come, they cause a crash on the economy that drives tough times. And as the tough times come, the Bitcoiners are more established. People move from altcoin to Bitcoin. And as they move into Bitcoin, we create good times again. And this is the cycle that we'll see. And we're in the middle of it now. Trump is probably good for crypto, but we're not sure yet if he'll be good for Bitcoin in the long run.
And James, I chat to Fazam Ehsani, the CEO of Valor, on a regular basis. $890,000 is a price point that he's put out there. Of course, he hasn't given a time frame. Do you stand in the same quarter?
Absolutely. I was asked last week on my LinkedIn if I was ready to sell Bitcoin. It's hit $106,000. And my answer was absolutely not. It's still under $1 million. It's time to buy. I don't differ with From Fazam at all.
James, thank you so much for the update. I'm sure we'll be chatting on a regular basis. James Corr from Simple B joining us here on the Biz News Briefing.
Thanks, Pardon. Appreciate it.